iPhone on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone. It is 10:52, live from Jane's Razorback Pizza today. It is Jim's Razorback Pizza here on Highway 10. Come by and see us.
That pizza is addicting.
Yes, it is, my friend.
Have you had some yet, Matty T?
Oh, yeah. I had it when y'all... I've been there before, too.
But yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's good. We'll have to, next time we do the show out here, Matt, we'll have to get you out here so you can have some of this awesome grub.
Well, my folks live out that way, so I've been there.
That's cool. Not to mention, one of your favorite radio hosts lives not too far from here. You know, if he wasn't such a cheapskate, maybe he'd take you out to dinner once in a while.
I won't hold my breath.
Wow, that's hurtful. This is, of course, Jane's Addiction, singing Jane Says in honor of our friend Jane Arnold, who is joining us here now. Nate Olson's here as well.
Yeah.
So, thank you for having us. There is a Spanish pie. Oh, my gosh, there are wings. But there is a Spanish pie that we're already knocking out.
Man, that's so good.
Isn't that awesome?
I've never had one, but that is really good.
Yeah, I asked Nate if he likes, I guess, you know, some of the run-of-the-mill places, we'll call it a taco pizza, but you call it Spanish
pie.
Like the lettuce on that.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's almost
very
like
good.
A health food for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's healthy pizza.
And we were talking about the wings. Somebody said, did you know that they bake their wings? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're baked wings, and they're very good.
Yes, and they're not deep fried, which makes me feel better about myself. Again, we're getting lettuce on the pizza. We're getting baked wings.
See all this
healthy,
health?
Healthy.
Health, health, health.
Jane, you know it's been a rough year, and luckily you guys have alcohol here because if you're a Razorback fan, well, you've needed a lot of it. The good news is for basketball season, hopefully you won't have to drink as much to enjoy the games, and you guys are offering the aforementioned wings.
Yes, we are. We are having, during Razorback basketball games, we are having a wing special, 50-cent wings all during the games, and we'll have beer specials during every game as well. That will vary by location.
Unfortunately, the game tomorrow is not on TV, but they can still come out and enjoy it, or does it have to be during a televised game?
Sure, they can come out and enjoy
it. Sure, why not? Tell them we sent you.
Well, yeah. Well,
somebody's calling to correct. Wait a minute. No, not that. Don't say that. I don't have the entire TV schedule here for the Razorbacks, but I do know that this is probably one of the very few games that are left that are not televised. You can hear it on the buzz, though.
Well,
so there's
crank
that.
Up the buzz.
You can crank up the buzz.
You could do that. That would be a great idea. Arkansas plays – well, the Maui Invitational is coming up. They also have SMU next Monday, and I don't think that game is televised. I could be wrong. But for sure the Maui Invitational and that pretend little Cracker Jack box gym they have over there is going to be televised on ESPN2. So those games are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And I can say this, we're going to have live coverage on the buzz as well because Trey Schaap and Randy Rainwater
are going to be there.
I mean, how great is it that those guys were willing to take time out of their busy schedule to go to Hawaii to cover the Razorbacks? I mean, that is dedication.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
During a holiday
season. I'll tell you much. I respect the heck out of those guys. I really do.
I know that took a lot.
I have to be honest, though. If I had to choose between going to New Orleans like I am this weekend or going to Maui for a few days, I'd rather go to New Orleans.
Hey.
Because the oysters in Hawaii ain't crap, I got to be honest.
They were really good at
You don't
New
have
Orleans
to worry
too.
About that plane ride either.
This is true, Matt. And as you know, I get my car going faster than most planes will go anyway.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot more control.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more control. But yeah, New Orleans is, of course, we love New Orleans too. We talked about that a little bit. And
when are you going to open a location down there so we can go down and work there?
That might be a very good idea.
I could originate the show from your location in New Orleans every week because people talk about everything down there. There's even good burger joints down there, but nobody talks about going down there to eat pizza.
No, they don't.
We need to look into that.
That's a really good thought.
How about a char-grilled oyster pizza? That sounds fantastic.
That would be,
count me in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
we'll work on that. I'll look for some spots while I'm down there. So what's tell me about the Morgan Mamela location as well, because there are some renovations that are happening over there.
We do. We have updated the back party room that some people might have remember as the Bear Den, and there's some new tables and some new TVs, and so it is upgraded and new and better for office parties if you want. it is separate. If anybody's not been out there, there's a main big restaurant when you first walk in. On the right-hand side is a kids area. On the left-hand side behind the bar is another party room area.
How many people will that hold?
Oh, probably close to 100.
Well, that's good because we have less than 50 employees. Would you please send a note to my boss and let him know that he would...
Absolutely. That would be a great place for you to have a holiday party.
Yeah, a little dinner soiree, Matt. Yeah, I think we've already got our Christmas party, but you know what? We could do something in between maybe Christmas and New Year's or Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because there's always a reason.
Right. I think we need to work pizza into more holidays, too.
Yeah, I don't need much of a reason.
See, that's what I'm saying, Matt. Because, you know, if there's beer and pizza, Matt's pretty much in. I'm pretty much in.
Yeah. I think I could probably come up with a reason.
That's exactly right. Mike in Little Rock says on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback, I love Spanish pie. Short and to the point.
Hey.
Much like me.
That's a good thing because that's, you know, I think that's kind of one of our little hidden secrets.
It is.
Think about
I'm going to get another piece.
They're also whooping up a chicken bacon ranch, which is unique to Jim's Razorback Pizza, which is another favorite of mine. So.
Yeah, our ranch is really, really good.
11 o'clock until what time?
11 o'clock until 10 o'clock on, what, I got to look at this, but usually 10 o'clock.
Okay, every night?
Yes.
Because we've been here every night of the week at one point or another. I also was talking to my good buddy Wally Hall, who hangs up in the zone on Wednesdays, and he said he was here like three nights in a row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did see him here one evening.
Apparently he is addicted.
He's liking it. I guess we're doing the right thing for Wally then.
I guess so.
But if there are games going on, if there are late games or anything like that.
That's a clip from last week. I'll have to explain that to you in the
okay.
break.
Okay. Sorry, I missed it.
We'll talk more with Jane. We're up against the top of the hour heartbreak, but we'll visit more about some of the cool things to see, do, and eat out here at Jim's Razorback Pizza. So stay tuned. 103.7.